It is a Tuesday. It's holiday week, Thanksgiving week. And we're going to, it's time for the FHN Dial a Doc program. And in connection with Thanksgiving, we're joined here today by the Spiritual Care Coordinator, Sean Huguenin. Sean, good morning. Hello. Welcome to the broadcast again.
And a good morning to you, Scott, and the community.
All right. It's that time of year when everybody is terribly busy. Sometimes we forget about the emotional gifts that are here for all of us. Thanksgiving this week, good time to remember that we all can be thankful for something. And how does being thankful benefit people emotionally? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I believe it brings a lot of feelings. You know, we always want to be valued and appreciated and a sense of worth. And I think it plays all of those into emotions at this time of the year. You know, as for you, the person, there's that feeling of blessings, you know, just somebody's remembered you, somebody's given you something that's helped you in life. And for them, it does have that sense of meaning of what you meant to them or what they meant to you.
How can someone get in the frame of mind to experience gratitude? How can they work that out?
Well, I always say it's, you know, it's fine. It's one of the times of the year when you think of gratitude, it's time to think of yourself first. And what I mean by that is, you know, you come to have what you have, and it allows you to have that time to reflect back on the wonderful things that you have received and how grateful you are and how they've gotten you through life and the place that you are today.
You know, when I think of gratitude, I think of, I've seen a documentary on kids in India. And they're playing in a slum, and they're playing, they're laughing, they're having fun. Mm. They have nothing, and they seem to be happy. I find that hard to believe, but it's true.
Yeah, and you know things like that, Scott. I always say it goes down to a person's worldview, you know, and the culture and the upbringing in which we have. You know, each culture learns to accept those things that they're given in life, and you become appreciative for the things that you do have, to have that running water, because there's always somebody in life that is way worse off than we are. And sometimes it really allows us to understand just how lucky we are in life itself.
How does being grateful help change one's outlook on life generally, Sean?
Well, it makes us stop and recognize is basically what it does. You know, like I was saying, it really gives us time to appreciate and to know that, you know, how fortunate we truly are. It's like you just mentioned with other cultures out there that are way less fortunate than we are. But to them, it's a grateful life because that's what they've experienced their whole time.
We're talking to Sean Huguenin, Spiritual Care Coordinator for FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Sean, is it important to acknowledge people for whom you're thankful?
Oh, I think absolutely it is. And it for one, it, you know, it builds them up. And most of all, some people may not just realize, you know, the impact that they had to you in life unless you let them know. So being thankful is a great way of letting that person know that you are special to me and you have helped me get to a place that I am today.
And what are some of the ways that people can actually do that?
Well, it's very, you know, it can be very simple. It doesn't have to be tangible things that we often think of in life. If you know the person, that helps because you hopefully know what is meaningful to them. It could just be a simple phone call, making them something like, you know, a food offering or doing something for them in return to show them just how appreciative they were to you.
I know on the other side of the coin, giving also has positive benefits emotionally as well. What are some of these?
Well, you know, it makes us feel good. We all feel good when we're able to help somebody else. You know, we feel that we are contributing to society and to a person's life, which to us it gives us that meaningful and worthfulness that we're valued. And we all want to be a contributor to society, and this is just a way that we can feel good about that.
I know, Sean, that people oftentimes think about giving in terms of tangible things, you know, presents, that kind of thing, but that doesn't have to be the case, does it?
No, not at all. And I know we're quick to want to buy the big gifts and give some the wow factor. But truthfully, just time. Time, I've learned, is a very valuable, appreciable gift of giving, as well as a person's skills, you know, passing down that skills, the lessons, person's legacy. All those things will continue to live on through a person where a tangible gift will obviously expire at some time.
What are some good ways that families can help their children experience the positive benefits of being thankful or others in the community to increase their own appreciation that the season has to offer, to be thankful?
Well, first, I've always said, you know, that it starts in the household. You know, as parents, we are the modelers to our children of what that looks like, what gratitude and what thankfulness looks like. But also, at FHN, we have a Festival of Trees event that happens every single year, and that is free, and it's just a lot of events for just families to spend time together, the parents with the children and other family members. So it's a wonderful time of the year to open up all these events.
You know, I just had a client in my office the other day. Of course, I'm a lawyer and do elder law, but I had a client who said something very surprising to me the other day. She said she was thankful she had cancer. She's a cancer survivor now, but she said it absolutely changed the way she thinks of things now.
I could definitely, you know, sometimes things that to most people would seem like not such a wonderful thing to others, they look at the benefit of it. In this lady's case, it was the fact of how to appreciate the things in life and how valuable life is in itself.
I know that there's a lot of things going on to celebrate the season as well. There's a holiday family movie series, Santa's Visits as well, community holiday tree lighting. Families establishing traditions this time of year, that's important as well, isn't it?
Yes. Because like I said, there's you know, eventually, us as parents, we're not going to be here forever, but our children are going to be taken after us, and what we leave for them as far as a meaningful way to reflect and remember us, just as we remember our loved ones that have gone before us, just by some of the traditions and things that we carry. And me, it's a meat stuff that my grandmother used to always make, that I always make sure it makes it into my turkey. So it's just some wonderful memories and things that carry on through families.
We're talking to Sean Huguenin, Spiritual Care Coordinator for FHN and the FHN Dialadoc program. Are you thankful this season, Sean?
Oh, I'm very, very thankful this season. Basically, you know, also for God's grace, but also the fact that, you know, in my job, Scott, I don't always meet people under the greatest of circumstances. But thanks to having this opportunity with FHN, I've come to meet people that I would have never had the opportunity to meet in my life. And just the relationships and the stories and just hearing people's journeys, it's been such a blessing to me. And I've learned so much through their experiences, that I just can't even comprehend the amount of gratitude I have for those experiences in themselves.
Sean, where can people find out more information about either FHN or, you know, this holiday season? FHN's doing a lot of work here locally, Festival of Trees and more. Mm-hmm. Where can they find out more information about what we've been talking about today?
Yeah, well, the easiest and quickest way would just be go to the website, which is www.fhn.org.
All right, Sean. Always great to talk to you. Always great information. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy holiday season as well, okay?
Absolutely, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the community. Thank you very much.
Spiritual Care Coordinator here today from FHN, Sean Huguenin. The preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.